Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Sixth canto, chapter 16, title King Chidraketu means the Lord. And we will read today's three shlokas, 30, 31, and 32. So on the board is shloka 32. So I will read first two shlokas, and then we can go to the third one, word by word translation, and like that. Mrinala Gauram Shittivasa Sam. Mrinala Gauram Shittivasa Sam Spurat Kirita Keyura Katitra Kankanam Prasanna Vaktra Runalochanam Vritam Dadarsha Siddheshwara Mandalai Prabhum. Translation. Upon reaching the shelter of Lord Shesha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chitraketu saw that he was as white fibers of a lotus flower. He was dressed in bluish garments and adorned with a brilliantly glittering helmet, armlets, belt, and bangles. His face was smiling and his eyes were reddish. He was surrounded by such exalted liberated persons as Sanat Kumara. Tadarshanadvasta samasta kalvishah svasta malantha karanobha vyayan munihi pravridha bhaktya pranayashrulochanah prahrishtarom manat adipurusham. As soon as Maharaj Chidraketu saw the Supreme Lord, he was cleansed of all material contamination and situated in his original Krishna consciousness, being completely purified. He became silent and grave, and because of love for the Lord, tears fell from his eyes and his hair stood on end. With great devotion and love, he offered his respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead. Here is a purport. Though I'm supposed to read one more shloka with the purport. So, the word Tadarshanadvasta Samasta Kilbishah, is very important in this verse. If one regularly sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple, one will gradually be disinfected of all material desires simply by visiting the temple and seeing the deity. When one is freed from all the results of sinful activities, one will be purified, and with a healthy mind, completely cleansed, he will increasingly make progress in Krishna consciousness. And number 32. Sautama shloka padabja vishtaram. Prema shulesar upamehayan muhu. Premo parudha kilavarna nirgamo. Naiva shakatam prasamiditum chiram. Sautama shloka padabja vishtaram. Rema shrule shairupa mehayan muhu. Premo parudha kila varna nirgamo. Naiva shakatam prasamiditum chiram. Somebody else. Sautam ashloka padam javishtaram. Vaishnavis. Padavishtaram Prema Shule Shairupa Mehayanmu Prema Paruda Kila Varna Nirgama Naiva Shakatam Prasami Vitum Chiram Saha He Uttama Shloka of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pada Abja of the Lotus Feet. Vishtaram, the resting place. Prema Ashru of tears of pure love. Le Shaihi by drops. Upamehayan. Moistening, muhu, again and again, prema uparudha, choke with love, akhila, all, varna, of the letters, nirgamaha, the coming out, na, not, eva, indeed, Ashakat was able, tam unto him, prasamiditum, to offer prayers, chiram, for a long time. Translation: with tears of love and affection, Chitraketu repeatedly moistened the resting place of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Because his voice was choked in ecstasy, for a considerable time he was unable to utter any of the letters of the alphabet to offer the Lord suitable prayers. Report. All the letters of the alphabet and the words constructed by those letters are meant for offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Chidraketu had the opportunity to offer prayers to the Lord by composing nice verses from the letters of the alphabet, but because of his ecstasy, for a considerable time he could not join those letters to offer prayers to the Lord. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.22, Idam hi pumsastapasa shrutasya va shristasya suktasya chabudhi datayoho avichyuto ritah kavibhir nirupito yat utamashloka kunanun varnanam. If one has scientific, philosophical, political, economic, or any other abilities and wants perfection in his knowledge, he should offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by composing first-class poetry or engaging his talents in the service of the Lord. Chitraketu wanted to do this, but he was unable because of loving ecstasy. Therefore, he had to wait for a considerable time before he could offer prayers. Magyanativirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurumitamena tasmai shri kurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stavitamena bhutale svayam rupah karamahem dadati svapanantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nitananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, we have several points here, Srila Prabhupada mentioned. In this previous verse 31, just wanted to mention briefly about if you'll be coming every day to temple and seeing the Lord. Interesting thing, Srila Prabhupada said, if one regularly sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that, what does this indicate? That we have to be regular in our performing of devotional service. That means we have to also follow the devotional service according to the rules and regulations. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhimina Aikantiki Har Bhakti Utpatayaiva Kalpate. If the devotional service is performed whimsically, not according to Shruti, Smriti and Puranas, then it's actually causing the disturbance is in the Vaishnava society. Although we can think that it's something nice what we are doing, or maybe Krishna likes it, we can come to this conclusion on our own, or within even some small group or like that. But if it is avoiding the guidance of Shruti, Smriti and Puranas and Pancharatra as well, then it's actually the causing of the disturbance. For example, we are advised to wear Vaishnava dress. That's one of the advice of the Pancharatrika Vidhi, which is actually guiding us that we should appear a certain way. And maybe somebody can say that that is not so important. Yeah, it's not so important for Paramahamsa, but it's definitely important for a beginner. And a middle-class devotee, he will do that anyway because he will be doing it for the cause of a preaching. So if we come to the conclusion that we don't have to wear a Vaishnava dress, which nowadays some are trying to propose that idea, then it's actually not following Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra. It's your own idea, and it maybe sounds nice and practical in some part of the world, but it's consequently, it's just a disturbance in a Vaishnava society. Even if you look, if you go for Coca-Cola event, when they will have their promotion, everybody will be dressed in Coca-Cola t-shirt there. Everybody will have their Coca-Cola cap with whatever badges and flags, whatever, if they will be having some promotion, because they understand that external features are important and they are influencing the consciousness of the participants. Same way, these things are external, but they are influencing the consciousness of the participant. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada recommended on several places, and he mentioned that it is important for us, it is important also for people from outside that they can see how devotees look like. If you will just be going for Harinams in just the karmic cloth and with the long hair and like that, that was already some attempt, they were there already during Srila Prabhupada times. And Srila Prabhupada was not much happy about that, but still he kind of approved it, at least till they are preaching. But his conclusion was clear. So that's not how we should be appearing on the public. That's usually, and even if you take people in general, people always appreciate if you stand behind what you do. So if you are trying to hide something, they will also feel that. I remember when we distribute books, and when we maybe present books somewhere, we say something else than it is. Some people they will buy maybe based on that. But then later on we got the calls or letters in the temple that I would like to return this set of Bhagavatam because I was thinking it's about Atlantis. So it will have that effect, man. And if we try to present different culture, or let's say actually we are trying to present philosophy without the culture, then it will not work for the long term, and it will be actually diluted. It will not have that same power. Maybe at the moment you couldn't perceive it, but consequently it will be diluted, and you will be distracted. You have one side is like Sahajya, which they are just following everything for on this, they are taking very cheaply things. They are not following according rules and regulation. On other side, you can have that we are following rules and regulations, but we don't need the culture, we need just the philosophy. These are all actually deviations from the teachings of the acharyas and our scriptures. Although it's maybe at the moment is not so harmful, but it will be harmful on the long term. And the Lord, He doesn't need anything from us. That's also obvious from the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, even from here. The Lord, He's self-sufficient. Atma Ramascha Munayo. Was it? Nirgranti Api Urukrame, Kurvanti Ahaituki Bhaktim, Itam Bhuta Guno Harihi. The Lord, He's Atma Rama, He's self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything. He's perfect. Therefore, He actually doesn't have any desires in a sense that He has some demand. He needs something. But we, because we are imperfect, we have so many demands. We have so many needs. We are imperfect. Therefore, when it is too hot, we need fan. When it is too cold, we need to cover our bodies. So all the time, we are trying to fulfill these imperfections somehow. But the Krishna, He's the different nature. Srila Prabhupada is giving example of He's explaining that many people, they are saying the God is great, but they are actually, they don't understand how great He is. He's giving example of frog philosophy. The Dr. Frog, he's sitting in his well, and then he's imagining how big is the ocean. So people, they can think that all this ocean here in this world is so big, but they don't understand that there is so many unlimited number of oceans on another planets and another universes as well. That's the size, that's the Lord's size, how He is great. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Vasudeva Datta, and Vasudeva Datta suggested to him that you please liberate all these jivas within this universe. And then if some of them, they are maybe not, you think they are not qualified, whatever sinful reactions they are having, you can put it on my head. You can put it on me and I can go to hell for an unlimited time. I can suffer for that. And that's attitude of the devotee. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he smiled and then he said to Vasudeva Datta, that what does it mean, this one universe? This is like one bag of mustard seeds, and all these mustard seeds, they are actually like different universes. So what is the use if one of these mustard seeds will fall out from that bag? This Anantashesha, he's holding his universes on his head, And even if maybe one of the universe will fall and he will swallow it, he will not even recognize that he swallowed that universe. So the importance, how we understood things, or how things are important, maybe not necessary in the same line with the teachings of acharyas and with the teaching of our scriptures. Therefore, always when we go to the conclusion that we want to do some change or we want to do something in devotional service, it has to be based on instruction of a spiritual master and guru, sadhu, and shastra. That means it cannot deviate. Of course, the Lord, He is very merciful, and it is explained, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that all letters and alphabets, they are actually only meant to serve the Lord. So when you combine it, then with this whatever you speak, whatever you say, you are serving the Lord. That's what Maharaj Chitraketu, he was trying to do. Of course, there was some pause, and he couldn't do it because of his ecstasy. But the Lord is Bhava Grahi Janardana. The Lord is accepting our sincere feeling. That's what is actually bhakti. Bhakti is the feeling which we are offering to the Lord. And different kinds of devotional services, they are as a vehicle which can carry this feeling towards the Lord. So we can do different things. Somebody can maybe distribute books, somebody can serve the Lord performing the arati on the altar, somebody maybe can cook for the Lord, somebody is maybe organizing things for the Lord. But all these things, this is only just a meaning or a vehicle how we can transfer our feelings towards the Lord. Because that what is the Lord is attracted by. It's our feeling. And because he is sarvasya chaham hridi samnivishto matah sarvama matah smitir gyanam apohanam cha. Yes, I am the samnivishto, I am situated in the heart. He is as a paramatma in the heart of every living entity, so he exactly knows, he reciprocates with the jiva. So when we are sincere, when we have sincere intention, and we want to serve him sincerely, he understands that, and he's able to reciprocate. He's able to accept that. Although maybe even our service is not performed perfectly, because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that wherever there is some activity, wherever there is a fire, there is a smoke. So wherever there is some activity, there will be some mistake. But still, we should perform our activities even if there is so many mistakes. Because the Lord, He is accepting the feelings. That's actually the bhakti itself, is the feeling for the Lord. So Prabhupada was saying interesting example that in the middle of the day, when the altar closes, he was thinking that, oh, now finally can Krishna sit down. Because all the time he's just standing and this timing, when there is a darshan time, Krishna is standing and we can come, we can have darshan, or we can show ourselves to the Lord. But when when they close the curtain, then Krishna can sit down and he can rest. So that's how a pure devotee is thinking. And I was thinking, I never think like that, because I always think, especially in my terms. For example, if some situation is happening in the life, so I'm praying that, oh Krishna, you please arrange things the best, what is the best for me. So maybe we are trying not to impose any idea on the Lord, but I realized that I was always thinking that, please you arrange things which are the best for me, and then I will serve in this way. But a pure devotee, you actually think, you please arrange things in such a way what is the best for you, and I will be and use me in that way. So that's it's different level. So I realized actually I was all the time we are always putting ourselves on the first place. It's so automatic. It's so common for us. But when devotees like Maharaj Chitra Ketu, when they come to the point that they see the Lord, then actually you realize the presence of the Lord, or in his form of a vigraha, or archavigraha, or in the form of a holy name, then all these other, let's say, desires and feelings and whatever is all the time going on there, it will become unimportant. And I remember there were the days we were distributing books, and then some days Krishna he gives you a glimpse. He withdraw his material energy. He put it a little bit for a while aside, and you could understand clearly that you are just the servant of the Lord. Everything what you do is meant just to please the Lord. Whatever is happening to you, it's actually not really important, because if it is not pleasing the Lord, it's just secondary thing which doesn't mean so much. You understand very clearly who are these people on the street, that they are another jivas, that they need the mercy of the Lord. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, this world is complete. Om Purnam Adah Purnam Idam Purnam Punat Udachate Punasya Purnam Adya Punam Eva Shishyate. That there is so many complete units emanating from the Lord. And he remains complete. And everything is complete also. The Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, this world is complete. There is nothing is lacking. There is one thing lacking in this world. And that is Krishna consciousness. So you could understand that these people, this only what they are lacking is not the money, or is not the It's not the love, as they are saying nowadays. No? All what we need to use love. Yeah, they are lacking love for God. That love they are lacking. So this only thing. So you could understand clearly these things, and then the service in that consciousness was amazing. But of course, then when it happened, and I became puffed up. Then I again forgot everything. So the Lord, but sometimes the Lord will give some glimpse. That how is it to perform devotional service on a liberated platform? That you are actually free. You are free from desires. You are free from your own prestige, your own adoration, your own self maintenance. Everything, all these things are actually secondary. You don't depend so much on that. Maharaj Chitra Ketu, here he's perfectly focused on the Lord, on the lotus feet of the Lord. Only things what is hampering him is the ecstasy of the which he's feeling. But then again, he's only focusing that he wants to compose nice prayers for the Lord. So that should be the is so many people, they are doing so many good things in this world. Srila Prabhupada was listening to the class. He was saying that namam duskriti no bundha. Duskritino, this is Prabhupada was translating that these are genius. Yes. Like for example, a person who creates the nuclear atomic bomb, he's a genius. But it is not used in the service of the Lord. Therefore, actually, he is considered in the category of people which they are consequently in the category of demons, which they are actually not trying to serve the Lord. So if we are doing things in our devotional life, everything has to be utilized in the service of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada is saying here, whatever it is, scientific, philosophical, political, economic, or any other abilities, everything has to be utilized in the service of the Lord. If we will get distracted by these things. Janmaishwarya Shruta Shribhir Edhamada Manakpuman Naivarhatim Adibhatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. If we are distracted by these things, and it's happening, we can see that. We can also observe on our lives. Then we actually will be very difficult for us to approach the Lord sincerely. I wrote it down in Srila Prabhupada's question. Srila Prabhupada said, you just need to be sincere. But to be sincere, that requires certain mindset, certain state of a mind. And you can come to that state of the mind by a practice. That set of the mind, like I mentioned, that Krishna is Bhava Grahi Janardana. That means he's accepting your feelings, he's accepting your emotions which you want to express for him. But at the same time, this feelings and emotion has to be based on Shruti Smriti Pancharatna, what I mentioned in the beginning. It cannot be whimsical that we are just doing something, because now it has become popular that even there is this fashion, we are doing kirtan. What is it? Yoga is kirtan, or kirtan is yoga, or other things. And then people are actually doing just that, and that is becoming the whole fashion that there are many of these devotees becoming performers. They are even charging fee for this kind of performance. Even if devotees are inviting, then they are charging fee for that. But that's similar thing which the Prabhupada was explaining, that if you do Bhagavad Saptaha and you charge them for this, this is going on. If you go to Gujarat, there is so much Bhagavad Saptaha going on, 7 days Bhagavatam Katha. And then these who are performing this Bhagavad Saptaha, they are charging very high prices. They are very rich people. But just for one session, they are getting several lakhs of rupees. Lakhs, I don't know, maybe 500,000 rupees, 1 million rupees, and like that. And Srila Prabhupada is condemning that actually this is a devotee, he should avoid that kind of activity. He should not charge for spiritual performance in a sense that he's earning his livelihood by that. So the same way, if we, maybe we don't feel that we should speak the philosophy, we should just do the kirtan, but if you come to the same mentality that actually we are just performing these activities and we are making livelihood for them, then we are falling in the same category. That's very dangerous. The pure devotional service is like a razor a blade of a razor. So if you step a little aside, you can cut yourself. And it appears that actually you are performing devotional service. But if you are not developing the quality of a devotee, then if you are not developing the quality of a devotee, we can see that this is the clear indication that we are maybe not going the right direction. If you are having attitude, there are maybe something better, or we don't like the certain ways of devotional services, they may be too harsh or something like that. We don't like people who are performing it. That means that actually we are drifting from that side. We are drifting from the pure devotional service. So Krishna is Bhava Grahi Janardana. Another place, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that bhakti will come by its own mercy, it's independent. But at the same time, if we are very strict in the performance of our sadhana, then bhakti will be pleased with us, and then she will actually bless us that we can serve the Lord. So all these things, especially till we reach certain spiritual level, when we are free from bodily consciousness, till we reach that level, till that time we are bounded to perform strictly rules and regulations. Once we become free from the bodily consciousness, and from that platform actually the pure devotional service starts, then it will become more spontaneous, and you are not bounded by rules and regulations because you are performing them anyway. You are not forcing yourself to wake up in the morning. This is not a question. You like to wake up in the morning. You don't need even an alarm clock. But if we are thinking that that we are so advanced, but at the same time we cannot come from 7 days of a week four times for Mangalarati, then we have to see that there is some difficulty. then therefore we have to work still on that, and we have to work in the realm of rules and regulations. Therefore, sadhana bhakti, it has its use, especially for beginning, till we will reach the platform when we are free from bodily consciousness. Once we are there, then this things like which are manifesting with Chitraketu Maharaj, they will become more prominent in our life. But till we reach to that platform, the rules and regulation has to be performed. That's just how it is. And I mentioned in the beginning, even these external things, like wearing dhoti, wearing sari, and like that, this everything influencing our consciousness. If you'll be wearing whatever we want, it's influence our consciousness, and we will be later on thinking a little different way. And it's coming, the whole idea is coming from that we should adjust to the society outside. But the society outside is constantly under the modes of the nature. So nowadays they are like this, tomorrow they are like that, day after tomorrow they are like that, day after tomorrow they are like that. And it's all the time adjusting, because the modes of the nature are just changing constantly. So they are also changing, influencing the consciousness of the people, and then people are changing external things, because this is only what they can change. You as a devotee, you can change internally. That's the difference. But if you are not practicing spiritual life, you cannot change internally. You can only change externally. So that's, and if we think that this external change is so important that we have to adjust to that, then we will have also difficulties in our spiritual life later on. Because what is the most important is the internal change. External change, that Srila Prabhupada, when he was going to preach to USA, they were telling him that you should learn how to eat with a fork and knife. Srila Prabhupada said, I'm not going to learn anything from them. I'm actually going to teach. And since we learned from Srila Prabhupada, then now we should be also in the mood that we are teaching. Of course, we have to teach by our example. And then, of course, Yaradikata Heka Krishna Upadesh, wherever you go, wherever you meet, you tell him, Tahekaha, you speak about Krishna, you tell to people, you mention, you explain, and then we have to teach. So that's our mood. But if we ourselves will drift, we will adjust the teachings of our acharyas to something else, then what we want to teach. Then at the end, people will be just laughing stock for people, which is one of the another society which are there. There is so many of them. They are doing different things, they are adjusting, and there are even societies which are singing kirtan. Some of them are even singing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But they are not developing the transcendental qualities. That's the proof that actually their practice is not proper. And then, gradually, if they will not meet pure devotees, then they will not achieve the desired success. Although maybe they can even chant the holy name. But if it is not chanted with proper attitude, as Rupa Goswami is explaining in Nectar of Instructions, that what is the most important is the attitude of practitioner. If the attitude is not proper, then even externally we can do things, but they will actually not lead for the desired goal. Which we can see in this way, Kinchitraketu, it took him 1 week. In 7 days he could meet the Lord eyes to eyes. And then that was the result of was that he was so much overwhelmed by ecstasy and he was absorbed in full Krishna consciousness. So that's our goal. Actually, by that spiritual practice, we will come to the point that we will be overwhelmed by spiritual ecstasy and we'll be in full Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, I would like to stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, if there is some question or comment, we have still some few more minutes. Yes, Mataji. I think there is a microphone.
Hare Krishna. I just need to tell you that I'm from Gujarat, and what did you say that we take money from other people? That is not like that. In the Sapta, Bhagavad Sapta, we are having sponsors and that's for free for all. So
what is it?
We are having sponsors for the Katha. to organize the katha, we are having another sponsors. We are not taking money from devotees or non-devotees. I just want to tell you. I'm from Gujarat.
Yeah, I'm going to preach in Gujarat 3 years.
Yeah, sure,
regularly.
Come. We'll invite you.
Pretty sure. No. And I was not speaking mainly about devotees when I mentioned Bhagavad Saptaha. I was speaking about, they are these professional Bhagavatam reciters. I was speaking
maybe
about.
They must not be, in ISKCON, they are not, maybe outside.
No, yeah. I meant that. I meant those people.
Sorry.
I didn't mean devotees. What I meant, if you will have that inclination that we will be doing for a money, then we will fall in the same category. I know. Devotees, if somebody give donation, that's different thing. And the things has to be organized, we have to pay the place and like that, that's different thing. But these people, they have fixed prices. They come for Bhagavad Saptaha, they are, you know, from Gujarat, they are famous, and then they have, you have to pay 5 lakhs or something like that, then they come to your place and do Bhagavad Saptaha.
Actually, I don't know about that, maybe you must be knowing that.
I know about that.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
I didn't mean devotees. That's different thing. Devotees, when devotees speak, even if they will speak 7 days Bhagavad Saptaha, they will stress the importance of what we are, what is our position, what is Lord's position. But these professional reciters, then mainly they always go to the topic of 10 canto. They very quickly jump the first canto, and then they go first cantos, and then they go to the topic of Rasa Lila. That's general. Mainly they speak just some pastimes, and especially the 10 canto pastimes and the Rasa Lila. So you can immediately see that that's what is their intention. The same way, if like devotees, sometimes they can get, our Srila Prabhupada is explaining. Sahajya is actually also one kind of devotee, singing, you know, and very emotionally and sometimes crying and like that. But if it is artificial, that means that actually is not correct. Fine. I agree with you. It's correct. Thank you. Yeah, it's a good point. Something more? No more questions? Okay. Shri Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.